So what are people in the business community making of the disunity at the heart of the government? Veteran Australian businessman and former Reserve Bank board member Roger Corbett is a Liberal Party member. He's the chairman of Australian Liquor Holdings and a former CEO of Woolworths. Roger Corbett describes Malcolm Turnbull as a lame duck. I spoke to him earlier.
Business needs to have certainty. The community need to have certainty. And I think the community have over time demanded from their elected political parties that they do give decisive leadership on critical issues. And there's nothing more critical for our nation than to get our energy policy right.
It seemed it was on track to be decided, but the backbench, indeed some within his own cabinet, were unhappy and forced all these changes and backflips and flip-flops. Can you really blame the leadership?
Oh, you certainly. What's required of leadership is to bring together all the different points of view and to come up with a common point of view that can become the direction for the country. That's what people are elected for.
A lot of commentary this week that Malcolm Turnbull lacks conviction. Do you agree that he hasn't been the leader people perhaps in the business community and elsewhere thought he might be?
Well, it's pathetic in a sense for the Prime Minister of Australia to have to stand flanked by two ministers and admit that he can't get from his own party the support he requires to get a bill through the parliament. And that's what he did.
Next week, we're likely to see the 40th negative news poll for this government. This week, we saw the Ipsos poll show that if that 45 to 55% gap in the primary vote were replicated at a general election, the Liberal Party, indeed the coalition, would lose 20 seats.
You know, there's a saying that the only poll that counts is the election, and that's true. But in this case, the sampling has got such a very, very strong differential, such a large differential, that it would have to be of great concern to the government.
So what's it going to take to turn things around?
Well, you know, Malcolm Turnbull has got many great personal strengths, but I have to say that I think it's now inevitable that the government change its leader. And I think he's mortally wounded. And the quicker that comes about, the better for the government and for the country.
You're about to attend a board meeting with some American directors. You talk often to people internationally. I'm wondering what you think this looks like for our foreign trading partners, our friends overseas. Do you think this damages our reputation, this political instability?
Absolutely. To see a lame duck Prime Minister who is unable to get a key matter of policy through his own party couldn't, but of course have an adverse effect upon both people looking at our country from overseas and people who may be thinking about investing in our country.
That's Australian businessman Roger Corbett.